Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber McGee and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutter. We'll see what's going on in Wistful Vista shortly.
Ladies, this is Eleanor Engel. If all the hustle and bustle of last-minute Christmas shopping leaves you with a headache, do this, won't you? Enjoy a glass of sparkling, refreshing Alka-Seltzer to relieve that headache in a hurry. Simply drop one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets into a glass of water and listen to it fizz. Notice how those tablets start to break up instantly, how the entire solution is filled quickly with millions of tiny, tangy bubbles. Alka-Seltzer is becoming a liquid right there in the glass, a liquid pain reliever your system can absorb easily and naturally, and so bring quick relief. Make a note of this, ladies. When you have a headache, don't delay. Take Alka-Seltzer right away. Yes, enjoy refreshing relief with Alka-Seltzer. Favorite of so many, for relief that does so much.
Dum da 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 dum da da dum dee da da. Is that you, sweetheart?
That depends on who you're expecting.
Oh, you know you're the only man in my life. To me, you're Clark Gable, Cary Grant, and Bing Crosby all rolled into one.
Boy, that makes me pretty lumpy, don't it?
You're in a mighty happy mood today. Where were you, downtown?
Never you mind, baby.
What are you holding behind your back? McGee, it's a package. All gift wrapped. Oh, aren't you sweet?
Who said it was for you?
Oh, now don't try to fool me. That gold ribbon and those little white bells on top. Let me hold it just a minute.
No, get away now.
Come on.
No, don't reach. There's no fair pinching, poking, or peeking. And remember our agreement, too. You don't look in my closet, and I don't look in yours till Christmas Day.
Well, I wish you wouldn't come in with beautiful packages like that and flaunt them in my face. It isn't fair.
Well, you were the one that yelled, "Is that you, sweetheart?" I was trying to sneak it upstairs to the guest room closet, where I got the millions of other gifts for you put away.
I'll be glad when Christmas gets here.
Well, you just be a good little girl and hang up old Dad's overcoat and muffler. Here, Santa Claus will bring you something nice.
Okay, Daddy.
I'm going upstairs now and put this package away.
Be careful with it. It looks mighty pretty. Oh, say, McGee, When you come down, would you pick up the pine needles around the tree here? I've got to get the laundry ready, and there's an awful lot of needles on the floor.
Okay, kiddo. Sure.
Thanks. Ah, there goes a good lad. Tiptoeing in with another present for me. I sure wish I knew what it is. But if he can wait, I can wait. And I know he can wait because I keep the closet locked with his presents in it, so... Come in! Well! Hello, Lester. Come in.
Hiya, Mrs. McGee. Whew, it's kind of cold out there.
Sure feels like Christmas, doesn't it? Sit down. McGee will be down in a minute. He just went upstairs to put away a Christmas present.
Thank you. I just dropped over to visit a minute and... Say, that sure is a pretty Christmas tree you got there. Real pretty.
McGee picked it out Sunday at a lot.
What kind is it?
Dogwood, I think.
Dogwood?
Yes. It has a nice bark, looks fine out in the yard, but when you get it in the house, it sheds all over the rug.
Dogwood doesn't have neat. Oh, Joe. Say, that's pretty cute, Miss McGee. Dogwood. Uh-huh. See, that shed needle's pretty bad, doesn't it? It's all over the rug.
Yes, McGee promised to clean them up as soon as he put away a present. McGee! Wonder what's keeping him.
Dogwood. By golly, I'll have to remember that one to tell Sally.
See, what are you getting Sally for Christmas, Lester? Can you tell me? Something nice, I'll bet, huh?
Oh, I got a wonderful big surprise for her, Ms. McGee.
Oh, good.
I didn't want to come out and ask her what she wanted, you know. So, when I did... I took to listening to her whenever she'd be talking on the phone, you know, to her girlfriends.
Uh-huh.
Like one day I heard her say to one of her friends, she says, "Do you know Gladys is getting a mink for Christmas? Wouldn't I love a mink," she said.
I can imagine.
And then she said, "Or that beaver of Gloria's. I'd be mighty happy with a beaver," she said.
Sure.
I tell you, it really opened my eyes, Miss McGee. I never realized how crazy Sally was about animals.
Animals? Well,
Yes, sir. I went right out that day, and I started looking, and I bought her a Christmas present that'll just tickle her to death.
Oh, dear. You don't mean you actually bought her a beaver. A live beaver, Lester?
Oh, no. I know better than that, Miss McGee.
Well, I'm glad. I really am.
Sure, beavers, they have to have water to live in. We couldn't keep a beaver at our house. But I did get Sally a pair of the cutest little hamsters you ever saw. A girl that loves animals like she does will be just as happy with hamsters as beavers because they're quite...
In just a moment, we'll try to straighten out the McGees.
Mother, I'm sure you know that good health doesn't come by accident. If you have a happy, healthy family, you deserve a lot of credit. And you probably realize that you must guard against vitamin shortage, one of the common causes of loss of pep and energy. Now, an easy, practical way to protect your family against vitamin shortage is to give them one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets, regularly, every day. You see, your meals may not always contain enough vitamins, but one-a-day brand multiple vitamins provide all the vitamins children and adults normally need to take. They're prescription-quality vitamins in small, easy-to-swallow tablets that leave no aftertaste. That's why youngsters take them willingly. And one-a-day brand multiple vitamins contain vitamin B12. Buy a package at the drugstore today. You'll be surprised at how inexpensive this important protection actually is. Ask for one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets in the blue box with the big red one.
Oh, Tannenbaum, my Tannenbaum, your needles are so many. They're on the floor, around the door, and goodness, here's a penny. Wonder where the penny came from. Well, at least I get paid for my work. My, there were a lot of needles scattered around. But they're all cleaned up now.
Hi, kiddo.
Where'd you come from?
Out of the woodwork.
I believe it. Lester Nelson was over here to see you, and he waited a while. After he left, I looked all over the house for you because you promised to clean up these pine needles. I looked in the den and the basement.
Did you look in Kramer's drugstore? I was down there to get some cigars. Just ran out. And I just ran in again.
Without your overcoat and mittens. McGee, one of these days you're going to catch pneumonia.
Oh, Molly, why'd you have to say that?
Huh?
You said the secret medical word, and I'll eat my hat if the guy that rang that doorbell isn't...
Hey, kids, anybody home?
Dr. Gamble, how'd you know?
Saw him through the window.
In the living room, doctor.
Well, I think I'll go down in the basement and fix my workbench. I got a loose leg.
McGee, that's impolite. We have a visitor. McGee?
Yeah, where is he, Molly? I want a word with that unjuvenile delinquent of yours.
Oh, dear, I thought it was something like that, the way he ducked out. What's the matter, doctor?
Well, I've been calling him all day, the silly little comedian. Have you heard him on the phone?
Are you the one he gave that silly business to? That belly sorry, this not McGee residence, this lum fong come as you are chop suey joint?
That was me. I also got, what's the matter? You got it the wrong num. This is a pizza, pizza place. The best pizza in town. It get a very wearisome, a believe of me.
I know what you mean. What's it all about, doctor?
Well, you know that big red leather chair in my office?
Oh, the red leather, sure. Beautiful chair.
Your little man dropped in a few weeks ago. Said he had a friend in the furniture cleaning business.
Oh?
Said he knew I'd been meaning to have that chair cleaned, and he'd take it and the ottoman out for me and have them ready for the holidays.
Well, now that seems a nice, thoughtful thing to do. When was this?
3rd of December. I haven't seen the chair since.
What?
Every time I mention it to him, he says, well, these things take time, George. Still 10 days till Christmas. Or it's 8 days till Christmas. Now it's only 5 days till Christmas, and I want my chair.
Oh, well, dear, I don't blame you. But, what do you think happened? I mean, why do you think it's taken...
I think that friend of his ruined my chair. That's what I think, Molly. And McGee's afraid to break the news to me.
Oh, my. Well, I hope that isn't what... Well, I don't blame you for being a little upset. We'll just have a talk with that Mr. McGee about that right now.
Good.
McGee? McGee, you hear me? Come up out of that basement or wherever you sneaked off to right this minute. You hear me? You go lock the front door, doctor, and I'll lock the back, and we'll search this house because...
not in the basement, and he's not the... Oh, Molly, where are you?
Upstairs, Doctor. I've just been all over up here. You didn't find him, huh?
Nope. I looked in the basement. He went out to the garage.
I've looked everywhere up here. I'm afraid he skipped clear out of the house again. He's getting very good at that of late. I just realized that.
What do you mean?
Well, every time I have a chore for him to do, McGee just seems to disappear into thin air.
Oh, he does.
Yes.
Huh?
And the minute I finish the chore myself, the minute I put away the broom or the dishes or the vacuum cleaner, out he pops. From nowhere. I don't know how he does it.
Oh? Well, I'm beginning to think maybe I do. Talk softly now. You looked in the guest room there, huh?
Yes, under the bed and everywhere.
Come on. Let's look in here again. You looked under the bed?
Yes.
And he's not behind the chair there. Or the dresser. How about in the closet here?
Oh, we can't open that. I told you before about the agreement McGee and I have. He doesn't look in my closet till Christmas, and I don't look in his closet.
Well, I don't have any agreement with him, so I'm going to open...
Ha-ha!
McGee!
How do you like that? Sitting in my red leather easy chair with his feet on my ottoman reading a comic book.
With a reading lamp on the wall, 3 ashtrays, a little shelf to hold his coffee cup.
Half a loaf of rye bread and a jar of mustard. Of all the...
I wondered where my cold cuts were disappearing to. If this is... McGee, what do you got to say for yourself?
Help!
Fibber and Molly have a final word for you to come.
Say, if a cold should catch up with you this week and make you feel miserable, try Tabson for relief. Yes, find out how Tabson can relieve sniffles and sneezes, watery eyes and feverish feeling, headache and general aches and pains. Once you try Tabson, I'm sure you'll always depend on it to bring quick relief for the discomforts of cold. Get Tabson at your drugstore. That's T-A-B-C-I-N. Tabson, the bright red tablets in the bright red package.
I'm ashamed of you, pulling a childish stunt like you did today.
Yeah, it was childish.
Imagine taking Dr. Gamble's nice leather chair out of the cleaners and never telling him, but bringing it here for your own use instead. So unfair.
Yeah. It was unfair.
Telling me not to look in your closet until after Christmas so you could use it as a hideout. So ridiculous.
Yeah. You're right, kiddo. It was everything you said so far. Childish, unfair, and ridiculous. And one thing more you overlooked.
What's that?
Fun. I kept sitting there thinking, if Molly or Doc only knew, oh boy, would they... I'm sorry. I won't do it again. Honest.
Okay, but if this wasn't Christmas time...
So long, everybody.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
Fibber McGee and Molly Transcribed is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Dr. Gamble is played by Arthur Q. Bryan and Les Nelson by Robert Easton. This is John Wald inviting you to join us again tomorrow for another visit with Fibber McGee and Molly.